i podcast di radiobue.it.
Live degli Health su radiobue.it, sono le 15:46, we are speaking in English because we have this fantastic guest from Boston. Today is a very special show for me and I'm really glad to be able to speak some with these fantastic people. They are doing they have done like 3 months interview at the other part of their period in Italy. Was about traveling and trying Italian stuff, I don't know why. And I have to welcome Brittany and Frankie. Ciao ragazze, come state?
Bene.
Great. It was a surprise. They were prepared. So we talk about the Italian stuff you did here in Italy. Brittany, what was your first Italian? Brittany, are Brittany. Okay, sorry for that. What's the best Italian thing you did in Italy?
Eat.
Okay.
That was the best thing.
Eat what?
Bread, wine, pasta, cheese, just it all. I was lucky. Yep. My internship, they cooked for us every lunch, and so we had so much pasta.
Oh, God.
It was so good.
Well, what's your favorite pasta taste?
I guess I like sugo di pomodoro.
Sugo di pomodoro,
yeah.
Really? Very nice, very simple.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah, great. Because, you know, in Italy, when we travel to other places, every time we see, like, spaghetti alla bolognese, they didn't really exist.
Yeah.
Or some crazy names in food. And so you have, when you come back to Boston, you can like be a guide for other people.
Yeah.
Saying, they don't exist. Forget it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Did you also learn to cook something, maybe?
I did. Yeah. I learned
really?
How to cook sugo di pomodoro.
Okay.
at work. Yeah.
Okay.
And then my host mom, she showed me how to make a crostata with strawberry jam too.
Wow.
It's good. Yeah.
Great.
Oh. Yeah.
Great. I'm getting angry right now. Frankie, what about you? What you did very special here in Italy in your period here?
Special, I think, I don't know, like learning how to be a local here, you know, taking the bus everywhere and walking everywhere and learning the different places that local people go to. I think it's cool when you spend so much time somewhere
and then you
learn the little things.
You don't do it in Boston, you do it in a different way?
Yeah, I think, I mean, in Boston, it's, you know, it's school, work, you know, and here we had that time to travel and see everything, so.
Okay.
And, you know, you're also trying to take advantage of being in another country, so
of course.
You get to see more.
It
was really cool.
What was your first place you visited in Italy or in Europe, because I know you traveled a lot?
The first place we went outside of Padova was Venice, which was really cool.
Not
but
bad.
Yeah, it was fun. And but in Padova we went to Scroveni Chapel first.
Yeah, I never been there.
Really?
Oh. No, I do not.
Yeah, see, that's how it is.
Shame,
like, you never go if you live somewhere. It's really cool.
But it's typical, you know.
Yeah.
I know it's plenty of places in Boston, and maybe you never be there because
I
will go one day.
But it was cool. It was really nice. And Cafe Pedrocchi too. We went the first day.
Because I know Luis did an internship there.
Yeah.
So I maybe. Okay.
We were all really jealous of him when he got that.
And what was your internship about?
I was working with Delta Hedge. It's like a financial company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was good. I liked it a lot. I learned a lot of, about trading, and the people I worked with were really, really special and nice.
So, okay, yeah. Great. So it's a plus also for you. And Frankie, your internship?
It was with PeopleRise, which was a human resource consulting company.
Okay.
Really cool people, really interesting. So yeah, it was good for me. Plus for me.
You were the younger, maybe? You were the people, the person who was learning?
I was there, well, they had two other interns, but I was definitely the youngest intern.
Okay.
The other were like grad students.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And what about the time you spent in family? Because I know you were not in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You were like doing. But maybe it's, I don't know if it's more like an holiday or more like I don't know. How are your feelings about this period you spent?
It was great. I was a little nervous. Going in to live with a family, but
was it a big family or
no? I stayed just with you know, a younger, like a 30-year-old woman and her boyfriend, and we got along really well because I guess we were closer in age.
Okay.
And she actually studied in Boston for a little bit, so we had a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Her English was great.
Oh.
Yeah, which is so good for me. And we became really close, which was really nice.
Wow, great,
yeah,
great, super.
And
yeah,
what about you?
And my host mom, she's an older woman with adult children, so it was just us in the house.
And a super cook.
Yeah. She's like incredible. But yeah, for like the time we would spend like just with each other, we would go shopping a lot.
Okay.
A lot of shopping.
I got to come once.
Yeah, she did. We went to the outlets. Yeah.
I don't know, for the next time, maybe you can just switch.
Yeah,
just
switch. That's true. We take turns.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if the families are they agree, but I'm sure they will because.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there something you learned and that will be very useful apart from the internship that you will use in Boston or in your life? It's more like a philosophical question, but you know, why not?
I think that you can figure things out. I was, especially because I don't speak any Italian, coming here and not being able to speak with people and having to order food or ask for a bus ticket or find the bus. I think you can figure it out if you give yourself time, and once you do, you're really proud.
Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
That always felt good. So now if I go home, everybody speaks English. There's nothing I can't figure out once I get home.
It's super easy. It's so much easier. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say just like being easygoing with things, just because living with the host family, it's kind of, you're under their rules and you have to respect their house. So you go from being in Boston, where you're like, you know, you're a student, you're living on your own, but to then go in on someone else's house, it's like you have to be, you know, go like, with the flow.
Yeah, like a little daughter more.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, it's nice to not be so stuck in your ways all the time. Mm. So I hope to take that back with
me. Okay, very social people here in Padova. thank you, guys. Can I say guys also?
Yeah,
for the
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't know the slang. I'm a little bit older than you, let's say that. maybe I'm like more linked to older films, and they speak in a very old way.
Guys, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you guys very much for being here.
Thank you.
I hope you miss Italy very much. And then
we
you
will.
Come back,
yes.
I don't want to go.
Okay.
Thank you
again.
Non smettere di ascoltare. Il podcast continua.